You're not a napper.
I don't nap.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Hagen is not a napper. That's okay, everybody. Though. Fist bump, because Kendrick Evans is also absolutely not a napper.
All right, well, I'm Kyle Hagen, as Kendrick Evans just said.
Kendrick Evans here, talking about Kyle Hagen.
And this is Sitsock.
Sitsock.
And apparently, hello, Joe. Neither of us nap.
No. I napped Flint once. I was a Flint napper.
What is Flint napping?
That's where you chip little pieces of Flint off to make tools out of Flint.
Oh, okay. So it's just a different... Okay,
It's a completely different word.
I see and understand now.
Do you know?
Maybe.
Good. I forgot to snag an energy drink, so...
Do you want to share this?
No,
this
I might take one hit off of it if you don't mind.
No, that's fine. It's Blood Orange Kickstart.
I'll accept this offer
on this day. I think... I don't know...
Suspicious day. What's so suspicious about the day, Firefly?
Oh, I feel like abstraction of numbers that represent hit points and things in other games and D&D stats for word characters, i.e. Ron Swanson, Dixon Bainbridge. And I read Ron Swanson as Ron Jeremy, and I was like, oh, man. And for some reason, you're right. I go in podcasts, always go to porn. But, like, what would Ron Jeremy's stat line be for D&D?
I feel like he's got to have some inexplicably high charisma that doesn't make sense.
Right? Like...
Or, yeah, like luck or base something.
20, and then he's got, like, the weird 70s necklace of plus 4 charisma.
Yeah, and it's like, how are you so charismatic? Oh, no, that's what it is. Well, actually, this figures into it, because, okay, he's not terribly strong.
No.
He's maybe average, not below average, but he's not terribly strong. He's not terribly fast.
And he's not necessarily... And surf.
He's not, one more hit. Mountain Dew, give us money.
Mountain Dew. We just did the perfect, like, sound clip of opening opening a can, so.
Well, accelerating with the power of a Japanese V8!
So, yeah, he's got really high charisma.
But I mean, like, if you go down the rest of the stats,
strength,
right?
Normal, well,
intelligence?
Normal dexterity.
He's not that smart.
I don't know how his intelligence is, but I feel like that's not the stat I'm focused on. I feel like constitution's really high, though.
Yeah, so, like, his constitution...
His charisma.
So... Is stamina in there? No, we don't. That's part of constitution.
Ron Jeremy's a paladin.
Basically, Ron Jeremy is a paladin.
Well, there you go, folks.
Ron Jeremy gets money.
That's Sitsock today. Ron Jeremy is a paladin. He worships the gods of pornography.
Gods of cock. Well, no, I mean, that's what it is, like, because somehow he's in stuff. Get it. And somehow...
Oh, I do get it. It's a penis inside a vagina joke.
That was a sexual reference. But it doesn't make sense, because look at him.
Yeah.
So I think that's where he's got some inexplicable charisma. That's where the charisma abstraction gets weird, right?
Maybe there's some, like, intelligence there, too.
Like, sure, yeah. No, he's
it's like maybe like a secondary. I think his dump is definitely probably wisdom, but I don't know. I hate that. I always hate to say your dump stat's wisdom to people. It's a nice diss, though, if they get D&D. Because it means that they don't have any common sense.
You're dumb.
Basically. So, like...
Y'all ignorant.
If you do, like, the D&D stats as a tomato or whatever, like, have you seen that?
I have.
Okay.
Well, the thing that I think that was interesting about this, when we first started talking about it, and the thing that keeps coming up is, what do the numbers actually mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things we got stuck on, because it's like, strength is obvious. It's how well you can lift, right? But it's also how well you can apply.
Because I'm about to pull up this D&D stats with tomatoes thing.
Well, it
strength is being able to crush a tomato. Dexterity is being able to dodge a tomato. Constitution is being able to eat a bad tomato. Intelligence is knowing the tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put a tomato in a fruit salad. Charisma is being able to sell a tomato based on a fruit salad. Or tomato-based fruit salad, sorry.
Well, as an aside, because this is a pet peeve of mine, and it came up on lunch yesterday, and I had to lay down the law, or the taxonomy, anywho.
What was this? Oh, you got... Oh, yeah.
I had lunch yesterday with some folks and some peeps. Because, you know, they get the usual, oh, tomato's a fruit. And it's like, that's cool. So are peppers, cucumbers, eggplants.
Anything with the
seeds. Anything
inside.
With seeds in it, because that's all part of the fruit of the plant.
Yeah.
So, while that's a fun trivial pursuit thing... Oh, tomatoes are fruit. It's like, so are, like, half of all of the vegetables.
It's like one of those, like, things you find in, like, a trivia book as a kid, like,
yeah.
And you, like, latch onto it because you think it's
right.
Super important.
And it's just quite, and it's neat. It's true. It's not untrue. But it's like, guys, just think a couple of steps past that, because tomatoes are part of the nightshade family, right? So are peppers. So why would peppers not be a fruit? Like, logically, think about it for a hot second, and it becomes immediately clear that, yeah, no, all those things are fruit. And the other part is, all fruits are vegetables.
Okay.
100%. If you were to draw the Venn diagram, it would be inside there. It would be the mitochondria inside the cell.
Man, yeah. Your references, your scientific prowess today is...
Boom, motherfucker.
Is like
I have a degree in science. It's just a different science than you know.
All the science you're talking about now, learn from Wikipedia and the internet.
Well, still it's valid. Learn from angry arguing, and that's usually when I get my most education.
But, like, I mean, so, that's kind of, you know, we're just going to get into, like, the pet peeve day for fun and stuff.
No, I already
Wikipedia
did that.
As a resource, I don't agree with the hatred. Like, most things on Wikipedia tend to be cited, and nowadays...
If you drill down to the citation, I mean, if you reference something that's cited, yeah. If you reference something that's just some dumbass talking, yeah, that's on you. But that's true of any paper.
Exactly.
There's plenty of papers that are written out there that are.
That's like referencing a teacher. A teacher's more of an authority because you they're teaching you. But like, what if some teacher that you didn't know was a teacher came up to you on the street and is like, Socrates was a Greek philosopher, and you're like, well, okay, bro, like. Totally, man. Give this guy some money so he goes away. Like, because all teachers look like hobos and homeless people.
Right? Only at the school we went to.
All right. So,
so that was my side. The other thing to tie it off here is a vegetable is defined as, if I remember correctly, any part of a plant that you eat that's cultivated for that piece.
Okay.
So, like, we grow corn to eat corn.
Potatoes,
so
tubers, and stuff like that.
So, technically, those are all that, which gets weird because then technically wheat is a vegetable.
Yeah.
It's just we render the shit out of it until it becomes something else.
Yeah,
what that
it's got a different type of...
Now, the what you have to remember then, the most important part about all this is that green chili then constitutes a fruit sauce.
Yeah, so you're eating fruit when you're eating Colorado gravy, people. So just keep that in mind, fruit gravy.
Fruit gravy.
That's the title of the episode.
Fruit gravy. Future Kendrick, put that in there.
Oh, wow. Something's happening here.
Nope, just people slowing down.
But look at that.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Sorry I got here late today.
No, that's actually, you were
early. I had to poop.
You were early. And I actually was ready for you early, which is nice. Good. We were delayed at the gym because we were delayed. I can't really sit around talking shit about everybody.
That's fair.
They might listen to it.
You can talk shit to me.
And I'm not going to talk shit about everybody because I'm a cool guy.
Back to so those are the abstractions of the stats. You know, strength is crushing, you know.
We know how they apply, right? That's known. What I mean is the manifestation of it, right? So, like, strength is easy. You're going to be a big buff dude if you're super strong, right? If you're agile, then you're going to be, you know, wiry, moving around. It's tough to be big and strong and wiry, but it's possible, right? But then by that point, you're lunking it up or something, right? But then we go down the list.
Constitution, to me, designates like a stout person. Like,
right, but
they
if
look
you think
hardy.
About it, yeah, like, what would someone with low strength and high constitution look like?
Low strength and high constitution would be a dwarf. Because not all, I mean, like, average kind of dwarf.
What I mean is, like, physical manifestation. That person isn't strong, so they're not going to be super buff, right?
Me, probably.
So, yeah. The guy who's sitting there eating lead paint, like, it doesn't bother me. Oh.
Well, I'm sorry. Aaron is probably like a... Well, no,
We can't use friends. We got to use...
I'm
going
to use friends because it's funny to me. And if they listen to it, it'll be like, I'm not that. And I'll be like, I said it and it's recorded and therefore you are
forever.
It's
on the internet and you can't lie on the internet. Hashtag not true. I'm just thinking like... Paint a word picture or describe a famous character. Low strength, high constitution.
People or the little Japanese guys who participate in hot dog eating contests.
Okay.
That's what I think of when I think of... When you immediately... Like, if we're going to do, like, the Rorschach test of, like, stat combinations right now, which sounds like an awesome game.
Rorschach test of stat combinations. That sounds like a rap rhyme. Like, you should... That's like it's part of some big freestyle.
Don't you know that every moment I'm talking, I'm actually rapping?
Oh.
Yeah, go back and look at all the dialogue I've ever said in my life, and it's all, like, you know, time.
Freestyle rapping? Okay. I don't think that's true.
Well.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to go ahead and just... Objection!
I just did the Phoenix Wright thing.
I did the Phoenix Wright voice thing. He did the hand thing.
Together, we are Voltron.
No, that's not awesome. Okay. That's also...
that's
also
so
true.
That, for that combination of stats, I think like the little dude participating in like an eating contest that totally just rocks it is like my idea of it. Or someone that like can eat stuff that no one else can eat. Like you eat, like, spicy food, but you're just this teeny little guy that doesn't look like he has, like, been eating food his entire life.
Would that be, like if we just... Aragorn. Maybe.
Maybe. I kind of think a constitution is more of it's like a stat of, like, how well your body works when things are introduced to it that are foreign. Like, poison. Like, well, that's what I mean. Like, a lot of constitution stuff I think the abstraction is...
Boromir? When he had all those arrows introduced into him?
No, because he died.
Oh.
His constitution's low.
Oh.
His hit points are low. You know,
actually, I was going to say, his hit points are pretty good.
Well, if they were good, he wouldn't be dead.
Well, he did take 3 Uruk-hai arrows to the chest.
I don't know how much damage those do. Because I've never looked.
That's true. I mean, they did go into his chest, so...
Well, there's a good chance that one of the 3 may have hit his heart.
No, I don't think his heart got hit, because he kept cutting him down. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, in the car with us today, as that segue... is not Sean Bean, because we didn't get him.
Yeah, because...
That would have been good.
One day. We seem to reference Sean Bean a lot.
We did, remember?
Maybe we should actually try to get him.
We were going
to
call him. We'll never get him, dude. Like...
You never know what these guys do. Also, I got some, like, famous comic book artists to draw me art because I asked him to.
Right, but, like, there's... Kendrick's going to make some hand gestures here, so use your imagination. There's comic book artists.
Oh, my God, he's just using a masturbatory
gesture.
And
then there's Sean
Bean. He's miming masturbation.
He's jerking. No, I'm not.
He's doing it so big that other people in other cars can see.
I made that trucker very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I always kind of go back. Like, I it's hard for me because I'm set in these ways of thinking about things and how they relate to the skills that use them. So, like, endurance checks are, like, strength.
But so what I mean is,
fucked it up.
God damn, you fucked it up, Kyle. You fucked it up. Big Lebowski. I've been using that one a lot lately. I should cite it.
So, like, yeah, because...
Oh, there's flashy light cars up ahead.
Because strength would be, like the strongman competition stuff.
Well, yeah.
And, how long you can run. Like, and your endurance is... To me, endurance, the physical kind of endurance is based on strength. The, like... Not physical.
Oh, God damn it.
The athletic kind of endurance is based on strength.
Are we talking about endurance or constitution? Because usually you don't have both.
Well, constitution is usually the stat that you use to check endurance.
What are the D&D
That's what I'm saying. Standards? So endurance is typically checked with strength, I think.
Okay. So if we just go to the base stats.
Okay.
Checks, I understand checks. Once again, I understand checks.
Like, skills, sorry.
You need endurance for that. But I mean, how does this manifest? Intelligence, you know a bunch of stuff, right? But yeah. You might know, like you said, you know tomatoes are fruit. In another sense, it's like, I know every single football game in the second half of the 20th century. I know the results of every score of every playoff game. Like, that's great. You still parked your car, the door is unlocked.
Dumbass. Yeah, because you don't have any wisdom.
Yeah.
You're not clever.
Because you're not ignorant. You're just stupid. Right?
Yeah, so to me, this gets back into the intimidate role thing. Because for me, whenever I see intimidate, I'm like, I could easily intimidate someone with charisma.
Sure. And that's, I would agree that, but the problem
intimidate
is that it's not
a strength-based check.
That's because intimidate, you're not intimidating, you're like flexing menacingly at them, right?
Yeah,
that's distracting.
And so, like, for me, endurance is like, well, did you eat a bowl of hot chili or are you trying to run a long way? Because both those things require a different type of endurance.
Yeah, and I can do one of those.
And one of them, like, they do have you do lots of fortitudes, which is based on constitution for, like, poison saves and things like that. So... It's kind of interesting to me that, like, maybe that's covering that version of that. So, probably endurance is a strength. I'd say endurance is a strength-based thing. That because of the way that the defenses work against, like, hostile invaders into your body.
Well, then, if you're going to do a check, let's see, I don't know. I think the other part we're going to need to, we're also using words colloquially, which they have a very precise use for. Like, you would use words in your charisma, which is the last stat, the stat I want to talk about more than any other one, frankly.
Okay.
But we'll get there. Because it's a mental stat, right? It's not a physical stat.
Yeah. So that's another thing to mention right now is there's 3 physical... Well, most games go around, like, a physical stat. Physical stats and mental stats. Dexterity, constitution, strength tend to be your physical stats. Willpower. Charisma, wisdom, willpower, intelligence tend to be your mental stats. So things that you do with your mind versus things that you do with your...
Well, and so how those manifest is, you know, being intelligent doesn't necessarily look different than being not intelligent.
Exactly.
Except your mouth might be...
But being strong tends to look different than being...
Yeah, exactly. So I want to talk about the charisma, but first I want to talk about if you were going to use your charisma to intimidate someone, that would be a diplomacy roll instead.
Yeah, right? Or a bluff check.
Or a bluff check.
Because you're lying about being able to beat them
you're
up.
Still rolling you're still rolling dice.
Yeah, yeah, you're
that's
right.
That's just how it manifests. I agree with you, because sometimes you get the situation where you're like, the abstraction broke for me. I don't understand what's happening.
I guess that's my fault, though, because you just explained a very good reason. So, like, someone would want, in the game, you'd use an intimidate check because someone is physically not afraid of you enough to believe your bluff check.
Right.
Like,
you're just like this. You tried to intimidate them with words, and that's where it's like when you talk about a bluff check or a diplomacy roll. Like, diplomacy is a tricky one because diplomacy isn't necessarily sucking their dick. Because that'd be dexterity.
Trying to work around the social constructs.
Well, and even still, sometimes, you know, war is the last stage of diplomacy, right? So, theoretically, diplomacy could be, you're going to give that to me, or I'm going to destroy you. Now, if you don't have the power to destroy them, it's a bluff check, right?
Yeah, that's
but
fair.
If you're trying to manipulate the situation a certain way, that could be considered. I would consider it a diplomacy role if I were running it.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, that might be it. Like, you're trying to intimidate them with your words, which means you're not like, you've got to outsmart them, which manifests as diplomacy.
Sure.
I would say.
Okay, no, that makes sense.
But that's just because diplomacy is a nice vague term that covers lots of things, right?
In interaction with people, yeah. It's like the stat that is like, hey, do you want to talk? Do you need to manipulate?
And do you need to make someone else think something differently than they do now? Which, from a philosophical standpoint, man, I'm on game today. From a philosophical standpoint, all communication is manipulating other people's minds.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Because all you're trying to do is make them think a thought.
Oh my gosh, you just did it to me.
Yeah.
I agreed with you.
Boom! Really lame inception.
It's is that another name for the episode? Diplomacy is just really lame inception.
That's the subtitle. That'll be the subtitle.
Or is it communication is just really lame inception?
Yes. But I mean, that's if you think on it, which you will, because I made you with my words.
Pink elephant.
You will. I have a thing where every time someone says pink elephant, I think of an orange gerbil and get intensely aroused. That's just how I do that. That's how I short circuit that one.
But you don't you gerbil. Have to make the connection that pink elephant equals, and then you think of the pink elephant equals.
Nope, burn that part of the brain out. I don't even know what
elephants are. All right, we're getting degenerate.
I call it focus drinking. I don't know what elephants are anymore. What a horrifying thing that would be, right? If you could just drink a memory away, like, I'm gonna focus on elephants, drink till it's gone.
How much are those big pachyderm things? Is there like a formula on the internet?
I don't know how much intensity of memory plus
years it's been happening. It equals this many ounces of alcohol per minute over the next 5 hours, and then you just delete those memories.
Yep.
You just have to focus on it for five hours.
Yep.
All right, so...
So back to the thing where I was saying, vegetables, right?
Nope, too far.
Charisma.
Yep.
Look at that guy.
Mr. Roeder.
Anyway, he's from California. Get back home, Mr. Roeder. You're fucking.
Oh, it's Roeder.
Wow, they do a really fucking long ass delivery here. Like, that. Talk about house calls, man. You drove across 3 states. Anyway, enough of the other cars.
Context.
I gotta pull out the license plate, though, so you'll never know. It's from California. Anyway, I got license plates on my car finally, so I'm happy.
Oh, yeah, Kendrick's car is now
legal.
Legal.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say any of the things that happened for protected
plausible
deniability purposes. I have stories.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'll tell you when we're not on the air.
Wink, Harry.
Yeah. But.
Wizard people theory.
Yeah. Wink, Harry. Wink. I'm just going to keep doing voices.
Okay. So charisma is so what you want to talk about,
charisma,
right?
How does charisma manifest, right? What does it mean? Because you could be charismatic, but ugly. Or charismatic, but unwise. So, like, how does charisma manifest if you're borderline, like, inarticulate?
That's why charisma, I think, is the one that's the mix. Because
charisma, I think, is, again, and this is where I'm just going to keep taking over, basically, and you're just going to fucking listen to me, okay?
Sure, I'm going to play the Joe here.
Yeah. Charisma, I guess the other part is, all these stats are descriptive, not prescriptive.
Yeah.
In that, you can't say, he's got charisma, ergo this. What you say is, look at that motherfucker, he's got charisma, right? So you're like, Kyle here is very charismatic, as opposed to saying, oh, because of this charisma, this person would appear this way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that that's a big point as to why they let you design your characters separately than your stats. Like, you can say, I have pink eyes and silver hair, and I'm thin and athletic, and those are all ports in the character sheet.
But I have a team strength.
Yeah, they're separate. They're like, yeah, and you're spindly and you're short, but you're stronger than any man that you know. Like, you're stronger than most demons. And you're like, okay, I guess...
Sure, whatever. And then, but then you explain it away because of a magic girdle that he has, or whatever.
I thought you said magic turtle, and I was like, sweet, magic turtle follows this dude around and enchants him with strength.
I want that. I'm retconning that. I never had the girdle, I had the turtle the entire time.
Yeah, because you're a ranger, he was your familiar.
He was my familiar. Aaron never let me have familiars. I was supposed to have like 20 of those guys.
Yeah, Aaron. What the fuck, Aaron?
God damn it, Aaron. Why didn't you let me be more degenerate in the game that I was really fucking around
with? Aaron.
Sorry, Aaron.
Aaron.
So that's the stat thing for me, is that they're descriptive, not prescriptive. So you can't infer anything from the strength or from any of the stats.
I think the physical stats can lead to people being able to be like, well, my character has to be this way, and like in a very like beginning sense, like when you're trying to figure out what your character looks like, you're like, well, I'm strong, so I'm this, and you're like, well, I mean, sure. You do what you.
And well, like, I mean, you're dexterous, so you got tiny hands like that.
Long, scratchy fingers, and that's not dexterity. So you were low dexterity.
Yeah, you've got tiny fingers, but you don't know how to use them at all. Yeah. You got big old sausage fingers, but you go real good with them. Like, I mean,
yeah. No, I think that's the best part. Like, we're talking about alignments being the opposite of this, though, right? Because
prescriptive versus descriptive.
Yeah, because no.
I think alignments are the same way.
Oh, actually. You think they're the same way? No, that's right.
We talked about alignments, but that was in the past. So.
I know. So I'm trying to like bring stuff back.
I know. I'm trying to remember what we said too. I'll probably take a really hard stance that's the opposite of the one I took before because I really don't care. I just like being.
Well, I think the opposite of what you think, which means that I'm also doing that thing you said.
We'll just switch roles. like the political parties did in the late 19th century.
No, it's flip-flop, people.
Oh, wow. Flip-flops. Yep. Went to politics. This year is going to be hard not to work those in. So
yeah. So
but just did it. See
even,
that?
I'm not even
steering
gonna,
right away.
I'm not even going to
alignments.
Trump and talk about it.
Whoa!
You see that I did there? It's like
you're
there.
Giving me an itchy burning sensation. There.
I know. That's because of the infection.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, we did it. We work politics and we're fucked now. Definitely.
No, because all we need to talk about is, like, instead of real politics, like, the politics of Ender's Game, or, like...
Or a giant douche versus a turd sandwich.
No, I feel like there's actually an interesting conversation to be, like, how things in our world are starting to mirror science fiction politics and are fucked up, like...
Then we should go and just go ham on it and go all the way to Bio of a Space Tyrant.
I haven't read that, but you made me want to read that.
You should do it as an audiobook. And they should, okay. I don't know why I said that, because I know that's how you're gonna. So I would.
Well, it makes me go like, oh yeah, he said that I could do it as an audiobook, so I might as well.
I would imagine it's good as an audiobook. I would just make sure you have something cheerful for the first couple books because it gets a little rough. Okay. And I guess we're talking about Bio of a Space Tyrant now.
No. I want to get back to like different people who have different stats and see if we can still align them, even though we've just determined that they're
no, that's what I mean is, no, they are descriptive. So what you could grab Ron Swanson, high intelligence, high wisdom, high strength,
you think, low dexterity. I wouldn't say high strength, I'd say high constitution.
But he builds a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, but he uses, well, so that doesn't mean strength to me. Like,
that's fine.
The fact
at least average strength.
Okay, you know, I don't agree. I don't
disagree. Not low strength.
But I think the fact that he eats so much like that would normally be deemed
as bad. His constitution is good.
His constitution is
maybe his wisdom's low. So wisdom's low.
The fact that he drinks all the time and still functions makes his constitution.
Yeah, so high constitution, low wisdom. High intelligence. Because he knows a lot of stuff.
Yeah, no, I'd say he's intelligent. Yes.
But not high dexterity and not high agility. He doesn't move. He's not a mover.
Yeah, no.
He's a doer. He's not really even that.
Not a Dwyer, but a doer. These are all Parks and Rec references, people. So
get
your shit together.
What was the other people we had? What was the other one?
Another one we had was
Dixon Bainbridge.
Dixon Bainbridge. He's like a character from this awesome show you should watch called Mighty Boosh if you have never seen it. Matthew Berry plays Dixon Bainbridge, who's this weird character. Is he in the second and third season or just the first?
He is in one episode, I think, of the second and third season.
So, like, he plays this character who's the, like, owner of the zoo, I believe.
Yes, he's the, at one point he's the owner of the zoo. So, to be specific, The Mighty Boosh is a story. It is a series of stories. It's a troupe. They actually are a troupe.
Okay.
And they were a stage show for a long time, several years, I think 5-10 years. They were a radio show. They were a television show. Then they were a stage show again.
Wow.
So there's 3 seasons of television show, 1 short season of a radio show, and a bunch of live specials.
Okay.
In the radio show, Richard Ayoade played Dixon Bainbridge.
Okay.
And in the first pilot, which you probably haven't seen, of The Mighty Boosh, it's really rough, Richard Ayoade plays Dixon Bainbridge again.
Okay.
So the character Dixon Bainbridge did multiple things, but he's only played by Matt Berry in the first season. Super nerdy on that one, but I'm obsessed with that show. So
yeah, so he plays Dixon Bainbridge in the first season only of The Mighty Boosh, sorry.
Of the TV show, yeah.
He's just weird. I don't know. I think he's like...
Matt Berry's a special snowflake.
I like Matt Berry. Bainbridge, assigning stats edition Bainbridge is like very similar to like Ron Swanson, but like a lot less so. It's like describing a not so Ron Swanson-y Ron Swanson. Because
they left him crushed and lifeless, like crisps under bison. Fortunately, I was able to escape using the heat stored
in
my
stomach. And that's why I think he's got really good constitution.
Yeah.
It's because he survived all this shit.
20.
He survived, and maybe even high strength in the weird way, because he survived all those mutants that attacked him.
Yeah, he does use strength. But he's also got super low intelligence because he's an idiot.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and wisdom's probably also
really
low.
I would say his wisdom's pretty good because he does outsmart them all the time. He's always got these schemes and shit.
Okay, like, and that's what I was, like, talking about. I was like... Really good versus average enough to beat someone who's not.
Oh, yeah. I guess to be fair, everyone else in this show is an idiot.
So, and that's why I was like, describing Dixon Bainbridge is like describing a normal person. And then describing the people on the show is like, okay.
A lot of his stuff is lies, obviously, but there's some things that can't possibly be lies.
I think charisma is in there.
He's got crazy high charisma. As opposed to like Howard Moon, who's got like negative charisma.
People like look at him and see like
a pink balloon. His face is utterly featureless.
When people look at him, utterly featureless.
No, he's pretty remarkable looking actually. Yeah. But yeah, the joke is that he's so plain, so boring that when they did a portrait of him, they just painted a pink circle for his face, and people keep walking by like, man, that's amazing. You caught it perfectly. You're a fantastic artist.
So what about George W. Bush? Since we're talking about politics.
You just jumped right in.
No, I'm going like, I'm trying to figure out people I want to know all over the place because we only got like 10 minutes left.
Okay, so like which era of George W. Bush?
Presidency, second term.
Presidency, second term. Okay, so do you want to go off of what he really was or what his persona projected?
Persona, because that's more fun.
Okay, that's easier then because everyone's going to agree.
Yeah.
The persona he projected was low intelligence.
Okay.
At least average wisdom.
Okay.
With the good old boy.
Yeah, yeah. He knows how to. He knows how to. Well, I don't know if wisdom is pandering. Like, you know how to pander. You
charisma.
Have charisma.
Charisma is pandering.
Yeah. And you say he's got wisdom.
He projected that good old boy wisdom.
Okay. But that's a charisma stat then. Projecting something. Projecting ability of another stat.
Well, we're talking about the character he portrayed when he was in the.
Okay, gotcha. I gotcha.
Right? Like, that's who he's pretending to be.
Okay.
Which is not anything close to the real human being.
Okay.
His real human version
had charisma then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I think most politicians probably
have. They all have to have very high charisma or they don't make it to where they get that. They don't make it to the part where you know their name.
Strength. This is like the not so fun interesting part because I don't know anything about strength, dexterity, or constitution because I'm like, I don't know.
Well, constitution wise, let's see. He never fell down any stairs.
There you go. Boom.
So there's an agility roll.
That's dexterity. So maybe he's like averagely dexterous.
He didn't vomit on anybody like his daddy did. His dad did lots of
shit. No, that's a good point. Like
he never vomited on any statesman that I know of.
There you go, boom.
Oh, he dodged that shoe in Iraq. So
there you go. Yeah,
he's got good agility.
He's got pretty good dexterity.
Okay, so this might get fun. We might have to actually just go back across all presidents and analyze their stats. Put that on the list. We're gonna have to. William Henry Harrison had shitty constitution on account of the fact that he died.
He couldn't, like, all go back and, like, who's the dude who died in a duel? Like, Adam...
Hamilton?
Is it Alexander Hamilton?
No, Hamilton killed someone in a duel. I don't remember who died.
He's got good ballistic skill.
Jackson. Andrew Jackson had fucking badass ballistic skill because he kept shooting bitches. But terrible agility because he also got shot.
That's what I was going to say.
He got shot. Here's the thing. He didn't die from duels. His constitution was rock solid, too, because he had like 3 bullets in him at any given time.
There you go.
That's hanging around.
High constitution.
One of them, apparently, one of them, he got shot once, and one of it dislodged one of the other bullets.
Awesome.
So, like, he's like, oh, man, I'm down one. Boom.
And shot boom. The, I'm now not down one. So, the other thing I kind of, speaking of the, since we're perfectly ending on constitution and hit points.
Yeah.
The other weird abstraction is how games do hit points.
Hit points, like, yes. That was one thing. Let's wrap that up.
Hit points was, are like... A strange. So in Dark Heresy, which you guys are going to be in a weird spot because we're talking about this while we're about to start playing Dark Heresy because I'm a chump and didn't go last week. And
anyone listening will have already been playing.
Yeah, so, yeah. So,
or have heard us bitching about it.
I guess you're not in a weird spot. I don't know why I said that. So there, in that game,
you're weird,
you use like armor and toughness to kind of negate damage, and then you have a set amount of wounds. Like your wounds are like your lifeblood because as soon as you're out of wounds, you're fucking done. Like... And yeah. There's, like, crit charts in that game. And
so the abstraction of hit points.
It's like when they made that switch in video games from, like, being able to take a bunch of shots to, like, getting shot once and having to cover. Like, that's kind of the transition from D&D.
Great.
Yeah. Like,
oh, my God. As opposed to, I've got 165 health points.
Or, like, left. Yeah, or, like, you're running around getting shot at still, and it's just, like... Yeah.
Ain't nothing gonna break in my stride.
Exactly.
Ain't no one gonna slow me
and
down.
So that's what I feel like I play like Pathfinder and Fifth or Pathfinder
got
and other
to
D&D
keep
games.
Keep on moving.
Is like I had ended up as a fighter with like 300 hit points, and I'm like, what does this even mean anymore? Like,
yeah, it means you can take a lot of cuts.
Yeah, I mean,
no, because even if you're a big buff dude, you cut them, it's still unpleasant. Like, it doesn't.
Because it's not really translating to like fight endurance. Because you're not. I mean, I guess maybe it is. Like, you can fight for longer.
Yeah.
So like, you can take more of the like. Damage and stuff, but then it kind of abstracts critical hits too, because you're like, what does a critical hit really mean when you're like dealing like 30 critical damage to someone who has 300 hit points? It doesn't really feel that critical.
Yeah,
you're like what did you do? You're like, you're like, you swung as hard as you could and at their face, and it like the sword just whacked, and they were like, ah, that rings in my helmet. Like,
but I suppose like if you just lost 10% of your hit points, what's that, a broken nose?
I don't, and that's what I'm not sure about, because I guess the percentages is the best way to look at it, right?
I mean, that's what I would think of is how many... And that's where I guess hit points are interesting.
You want to go percentage?
Oh, shit. Right. Oh, God. Okay. I did it. You got to remind me before
I'm
do
sorry,
stupid
yeah.
shit.
I'm sorry, yeah.
I'm on autopilot, Kyle. I'm not very smart.
Baby.
That's all right. I just pissed off the guy whose truck is painted with matte spray paint, so I don't think I care about him.
Hashtag don't care.
As a person.
So yeah.
Hit points as an abstraction of how much damage you can take, right? Where I could take one broken nose, it's going to fuck me up a little bit. You're like, oh, my fucking nose is broken, but I'm going to keep fighting. It's not going to stop me from fighting. It like, a broken nose, if in the middle of a fight, is not stopping you. It's going to piss you off.
And
it might be a weakness if someone hits it again, but like... You're gonna be like,
and
no, I'm fucking killing.
What you
someone.
Just said, it might be a weakness if someone hits it again, isn't translated well into Dungeons and Dragons and Pathfinder, because 30% of your health doesn't mean anything. Like, you can't, the critical hits don't mean anything, which is why I really like the transition from that to a more like a system that uses that crit chart thing, like Dark Heresy. You get hit, the last hit that did that critical damage hit you in the arm, so it pulls you out of the. Like, I like games that assist you with that type of thinking. So you're like, okay, you got hit in the arm. Now your arm is bleeding profusely all over all your friends.
Yeah.
And so you're like, if you get hit in the arm again, you're going to die.
Yeah, there's a good chance your arm's
If
done.
You get hit on the head, you might be okay. But like, you know, that's kind of an interesting thing. And it pulls us out of
that
abstraction.
A there.
And I just, this works for both of us.
Kung Tao into the fist.
So that's kind of what I like about it. I think a little bit sometimes that... That constitution into hit points things gets a little crazy, and it's like, okay, what the hell is happening now?
Yeah.
This guy has 1,000 hit points. What does that even mean?
So, in conclusion, Sean Bean.
Yeah, he's not here today.
Is a type of fruit.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because it's a...
And bean. A vegetable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I agree with this.
Actually, he's not a fruit.
Well, he can be a fruit, because isn't there... What if there was...
Beans aren't fruits, are they? Maybe beans are fruit.
No, I don't think they are. The beans are the seeds.
I've heard that they're a magical fruit, but...
If did you hear that the more you eat, the more you...
Oh, I thought you meant get fiber.
All right, anyway.
So, in conclusion, Sean Bean is a vegetable, but not a fruit.
Ron Jeremy has...
Really high charisma. William...
Don't have over...
William Henry Harrison was a bitch.
And I assume that's the guy who got killed by Alexander Hamilton?
No, he's the guy who died in 30 days into office because his acceptance speech was too long and he got pneumonia.
Oh, really?
the worst, not worst, I would say best president.
Yeah, I was going to say the best
president. Because he didn't fuck anything up. I think he signed two bills. So, all right. That's it. We're done
here. Bye, everybody. Kyle Hagen.
Kyle Hagen.
That's, you're not Kyle Hagen. I'm right. Kyle Hagen.
Kendrick Evans. Sit sock. Go fuck yourself.